Welcome back into the Bun Sports Show. Week 3 is in the books, and now we are ready to begin the journey toward Week 4 of the college football season. And it was another interesting week. I don't think the Louisiana Monroe upset of Arkansas was duplicated in any way, but there were some shocking outcomes Saturday and Friday and Thursday on the college football weekend. The college football professor is with us, as he always is on Monday. He was here on Friday, actually, last week, so double trouble for the professor. How are you this afternoon?
I'm doing quite well.
Good. Well,
you know, Jacob,
what stood out to you?
Well, I was just thinking that after 3 weeks of college football, we have some feel for what teams are contenders and which ones are pretenders. We have the numbers and the facts. We've had that, but now we also add the eye test. And I know that to a lot of fans, truth is always angular, according to what angle you're looking at. But now we have a pretty good picture.
We do indeed, and I think there were some – there were a couple of outcomes that really shocked me. One of them was Virginia Tech. 35-17 was beaten by Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh, of course, lost to Youngstown State in Week 1. What did you make of that?
Well, is a hokey a turkey of some kind? I don't know. That was a turkey of a game they played. They sure didn't have any gobble. But anyway, it was just a shock. I mean, you just think, you know, Frank Beamer is known as one of the outstanding coaches, and for his team to play like they did, it was just almost unbelievable.
Yeah, shocked me, that's for sure.
Jacob, some of the teams that are at the center of the picture now in mid-September. Now, we understand that mid-September is just the beginning. But I want to list the teams that I think that are at the center of things right now, and you can tell me what you think. But I think there's six: Alabama, LSU, Oregon, Oklahoma, Georgia, and FSU. And I think right on the edge of that center would be West Virginia and South Carolina. And maybe a couple of teams that are moving up the chart would be Texas and Florida. What do you think?
Well, I think you're absolutely right. I think Alabama right now looks to be a little bit ahead of everybody with the way, 52-0, a beatdown on the road in unusual conditions. It was raining, Fayetteville, Arkansas. That kind of win is just ridiculous. LSU, of course, is a clear second. And, you know, I think the third, fourth spot, they're up for debate. Oregon, Florida State, and then you're right, Georgia, Oklahoma, you had to put them in there, West Virginia, South Carolina, Clemson. And I think Texas, I don't know if you mentioned Texas or not, I think Texas is also worthy of being considered after the demolishing performance that they had in Oxford Saturday night.
Yes, I was just thinking that Texas and Florida are really moving up the chart fast. And a couple of teams that's going to have to prove something to me yet that are on the edge or just on the outside would be Clemson and Stanford. But, you know, there are some teams that have the opportunity this week to move up into that elite category. Kansas State, for instance, they play a very difficult game this week as they go to play Oklahoma. And then Clemson plays Florida State, and Arizona plays Oregon. So there's three teams that have a chance to really say something.
I think you're right. I think Notre Dame, a lot of people want to put Notre Dame at the top of the rankings already. I'm not so sure that I would put them in the top 10, but they're approaching that way. And, you know, the truth is it's difficult to win on the road anywhere, but I think their win Saturday night in East Lansing, such a big stage, 20-3 against what we know is a good Michigan State team that beat Boise State, I think that was pretty significant.
That was very, very impressive, and I think if they beat Michigan this week, then that will show some consistency.
Absolutely.
You know, one thing that I wanted to mention, I guess this would be the second thing, is the Big Ten has had a rough road so far. They've always been the bully on the block, but no one's giving them their lunch money anymore. They're going to have to earn it, and of course, this week, they get a chance to flex their muscles. Now, this is the schedule the Big Ten's facing this week. UTEP, UAB, Louisiana Tech, open date, Temple, open date, Idaho State, Notre Dame, Eastern Michigan, Central Michigan, South Dakota, and Syracuse.
Wow.
Now, that's one team in the whole bunch.
Well, the Big Ten, don't they need some games, though, where they can beat up on some teams?
That's what I say. They'll flex their muscles this week.
I was actually surprised that Cal hung around with Ohio State that long. And I know, no disrespect to Cal, I picked him to do well, but, man, that was a close game.
One other thought that I had about the season so far is that, in my opinion, and this is my opinion, you know, somebody said, I believe it was Will Rogers, said the opinion's a very popular thing. Everybody's got one.
That's right.
So I've got my opinion on this. The flash and dash football is just not consistent.
No.
You know, one week you look like a world beater, and the next week or later you don't. And I've come to the conclusion, you know, I think to see a 3D movie, you have to wear some of those 3D glasses. And I think of the flash and dash, it has that problem of the 3D effect. And the 3D effect is it makes the team that uses the flash and dash, it makes them have a difficult time. Their defensive development is difficult. And so they wind up not developing very much of a defense. I think you can see that in the sight of Oklahoma State. Now, I'm not taking anything away from Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State's had really good years recently, but they can score a lot of points, but because of their time on the field and that kind of thing, it's hard to develop a good defense.
Well, I think you just look at the top 25, the newly released top 25s today, and you can tell that the spread, and there are different versions of the spread, but I'm talking about the hardcore, spread it out, true spread offense. There are some toward the top, but it's not as much as it has been. And I think Alabama and LSU, very conventional offenses, says something that once again they're at the top.
Right. All right, Jacob, let's look at some games from next week, and we'll just look at some of these as much time as we have, but we'll try to include the major ones. Let's look, first of all, at that Michigan-Notre Dame game. You know, 7 out of the last 8 games in this series has been upsets. In other words, the favored team has lost 7 out of 8 times. Michigan has won 3 straight and 4 out of the last 5 since 2007. But since 2007, Notre Dame is 17 wins and 16 losses at home. That says something. You know, Michigan State, they only rush for 50 yards on 25 carries. So that says something about the Notre Dame defense. Michigan, you know, they had that loss to Alabama, which was very good. And since then, they're 2-0. They played Air Force and UMass. Denard Robinson is the key to what happened, their success in this game.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think he will have a direct impact on it.
And then a second game that we could look at would be Missouri at South Carolina. Now, of course, this is the Battle of the Columbias, and the Missouri-Columbia group will travel 871 miles.
Wow.
And the Missouri win over Arizona State was impressive due to the fact that Missouri played without their quarterback. He didn't play their starting quarterback didn't play in the game. Well, South Carolina's win was impressive in that they played without their number one quarterback. So this is a very intriguing game, and I think that Gary Pinkel though could be in a pickle when he gets to Columbia, South Carolina.
Yeah, there are a lot of games that I've got my eye on for this weekend, but this one in particular, of course, Missouri. Their first official SEC game was against Georgia, but this will really test their mettle now. They really find out what an SEC schedule is like. You don't just play it one week. You play it pretty much every week during the conference, going on the road to South Carolina. And by the way, the SEC on CBS, I bet they're a little bit happier that they get this game this weekend. It'll probably be a little bit closer than the one they had last weekend.
I guess so. You know, this is an interesting coaching matchup, too, because Coach Steve Spurrier has a 200 wins and 75 loss record. Well, Gary Pinkel has 160 wins and 92 losses. So those are two good coaches. Then the Vanderbilt at Georgia. Now, we thought, I think, before the season, this game would be a lot more intriguing than it might be. But nonetheless, it's a big game. But looking at records, Mark Richt has 109 wins and 38 losses, and James Franklin has 7 wins and 10 losses. So it looks like a coaching overmatch there. But I think it'll have more to do with the players on the field.
Well, there are some good games Saturday night. You mentioned that one. And then, of course, the Notre Dame game is on also.
And both these teams will have good quarterbacks. Both of them have good running backs. And it should be a real good game.
Yeah.
And then, Jacob, the next game would be, and I'm not necessarily saying this would might be a top matchup, but it's a big game, and that's LSU at Auburn. Now, LSU is 3-0, Auburn is 1-2. And last year, it was a pretty decisive win by LSU, 45-10, I believe. And it's in the last five games that they've played, LSU has a 4-1 lead. But on the other hand, it seems like that the home team has won, since 2000, the home team has won 11 out of 12 games in this series. So it's going to be interesting, but I just can't help but believe that LSU will really come to play this week at Auburn. But they've had difficulty there.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it will be an interesting game for about the first quarter.
One other game that we can look at would be the Kansas State at Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Now, Oklahoma has a 62-8 lead in that series, but their last loss to Kansas State was in 1997. But who knows what's going to happen in this game? Yeah. We don't really know what Oklahoma's like yet, I don't think.
No, Oklahoma's still a bit of an unknown. I think this will be their first test of the year, and so we'll see. And Bill Snyder's squad, you got to give him credit. They always put up a fight. This will be, I think it'll be a fun game as an observer to watch.
And Clemson at Florida State's going to be quite a game.
Yeah, that's a big one.
And the home team here is 9-1 over the last 10 years. That's interesting.
Yeah.
The home team usually wins. I will be surprised if Clemson wins the game. But who knows?
Well, big game there, and of course that's in Tallahassee, which obviously gives the Seminoles an advantage. But the question is, can their defense? I think Sammy Watkins making his return. He wasn't there for the other big game that Clemson has played this year, the Auburn game. So is he going to be a big factor for their offense? We'll see.
It was probably good that they got him in their scrimmage game last week, though.
Yeah,
that probably helped get him ready.
Well, they play Furman.
And then yes. Now, the other game we'll do right quick would be Arizona at Oregon. That's a big game.
It is.
And but Arizona, has had difficulty. They're 1-8 in the last 9 trips to Eugene. And I guess the only other game before we go would have to be the New Mexico Lobos playing at New Mexico State.
Have to be.
Now, because New Mexico State leads 3-2 over the last 5 years, and two out of the last three games have been decided in the last minute of the game. So if you really want to see a great game, it'd be quite a long trip, but you could go out to New Mexico and watch the interstate battle there. But
I've been waiting.
I'll stay home and watch some of these other games.
I've been waiting all day to break down this game, and it's going to be fun. 7:00 Saturday night on the Big Nick. Well, actually, it's not on TV.
All right. It's another good football season, and we're going to have some good games this week. And Jacob, I just think that we'll be surprised. You wait and see. There'll be some surprises. There'll be some shockers. And then there'll be some go just like we think they will.
It will be. Where will it happen this week? I guess that's the big question. And you're right. It'll be another intriguing week. Well, thanks as always to the college football professor for being with us on Monday. We'll have more shows during this week as we prepare for week four of the college football season. Still look back. There are some stories I want to get into as we continue on the weekend. David Sears will make his return. He hasn't been with us the last couple of weeks, but he will be back on Friday to break down the week four in college football. So it should be great. Take care. We'll see you next time.